Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Down in West Cork near Allehies, there's this tiny little road. Be very careful if you are searching down there and using Google Maps. Like if you're going down to West Cork this summer and you're not familiar with the area around Allehies, one of the most beautiful places on Christ's earth, but if you're not familiar, you could end up having to get towed off a very, very tiny little bridge. Richie Hodges is a photographer and journalist based down there. There's a website called Baloo's. Richie, some great pictures on your website of people being dragged off this tiny bridge. It's only a dirt track and people standing up on it all the time. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. Yes, indeed. I was a little bit embarrassed for the driver, so I didn't get too close with the pictures, and I did actually tell them I was taking them.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
It does, and I'm glad to be on your show because there's four or five different examples of the same thing happening for anyone coming towards Allehies, which is, as you said, one of the most beautiful places in West Cork.
In the world.
So hopefully, yeah, possibly in the world. Yeah, I've been to a few places in the world, and I'd almost agree with that. I emailed Google about 11 months ago, and they just didn't get back to me, really, apart from I just saw in history. There wasn't enough proof to prove the road was no good.
So if I'm renting
many times
a house down there, yeah, if I take an Airbnb or whatever I take, and I'm going down for the weekend, I've not been down there, I pop it into Google Maps on my phone, Google Maps is likely to bring me up one of these little roads.
Yeah, well, actually, there's an example on baloos.com of me asking from Castletown Bear, which is the big town 12 miles away, to Allehies, and three routes are suggested. Two of them are actually impossible to do in anything other than a four-wheel drive Jeep.
Okay. And then this little one is, if you're driving anything bigger than a Nissan Micra, or in my case, a Dacia Sandero or something like that, you're just not going to get through.
You might make it in a small car. As long as it's dry, you'd probably make it in a small car. But if it's been raining, which it does a lot down here, then you're probably going to get stuck.
And you can't reverse back because you can't turn. So you got to reverse back up this ditch.
Well, yeah. The problem is the bit once you get to the bridge, if you've got that far, it's too late. Like there's also the you know, outside of Google Maps making billions and not giving the service they're supposed to be giving, then a little bit of common sense would be handy. Like if you're using a GPS to take you somewhere and it takes you off a tarmacked road, maybe you should start engaging a different system of navigation, PJ.
You can set up your navigators to use main roads only. This doesn't even have a number, this road.
It actually does have a number.
I don't know
what it is. It's locally known as the Company Scout, because you may know that there used to be mines down here a few hundred years ago. And the road was built to transport ore from the mines to where they used to grade it.
I see. But that would have been done in donkey and cart back then, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Donkey and cart. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. This video on Baloo's shows a tractor reversing down and attaching onto the back of a delivery van. Delivery vans, you say, get caught there quite a lot.
Yeah, I'd say we're into two a month at this stage, and we've had a few camper vans. I know for a fact that a German guy in a big camper van burnt his clutch out, so that's more than €1,000 just for him alone to replace his clutch. Bodywork, bumper's been ripped off. I mean, the whole thing's just a nightmare.
Yeah, there was a little beach in Kerry where it used to happen too. I remember being down there. You go down to the beach, it's quite narrow, there's a turn, and if you don't make the turn, you are completely rammed tight. It seems to be similar there where it comes onto that little bridge. You'll get rammed very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, the bridge, if anything that's got a long wheelbase will not make it around the bridge. I mean, I think the biggest vehicle I've ever been down there in is a Land Rover Discovery in the middle of winter when there's no gorse, and you can just make it round the bend. And Land Rover is only medium wheelbase, not long wheelbase. So that's, you know, that's as good as you'll get. Four-wheel drive, not too big, you'll be okay.
What might help would be if the county council were to put signs up saying, you know, difficult road.
I tell you what, PJ, I mean, there's definitely thousands of euros worth of damage being done already, and I don't know how much a couple of signs would cost. It's not really the council's fault. It's actually Google Maps' fault, because Google Maps are the people sending people down there, and they're not listening to people reporting that that's not a road. So Google Maps need a good kick up the behind, as I say.
Tell me about the name Balooz, B-A-L-O-O-Z. Finally, where's that come from?
Well, the name, PJ, is, well, I've done a fair bit of travelling, and my kids grew up travelling through Asia and then the summers here. And we wanted to make a name, and my eldest son, who was about 6 or 7 at the time, said, what about Baloo, thinking of Jungle Book? Blue was taken, so I bought Balooz instead, and I've been using it ever since.
There's always an explanation. And it's a good website. I had a browse of it this morning. Some nice stuff there. Richie, thank you. Richie Hodges of the Balooz.com website. Based, he is down there in Alahees. Be careful of that road if you're heading to West Cork. You'll get stuck. That one down in Kerry is a beach. And every single year, there's a picture goes up of a fellow that said, I'll make it down to the beach. I'll make it down to the... Oh, no.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.